spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Blah, 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 blah.
He's alive!
Blah, blah, blah. It's a...
Friday, Friday,
yeah, how was that? That was not
by
bad.
Golly, did you do a little harmony there, Kev?
That was a very powerful vocal for me.
You're all very powerful.
It felt good. I haven't been able to sing that, guys, when I've been at home.
Oh, you've been choked up.
There's a delay, and I tried it one time and said, well, never doing that again.
Oh, that's right, the delay, on delay, on delay.
Uh-huh, because I was on delay.
I thought maybe it was your throat because you sent me a text a while, a video text, and your throat was awful bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Warren, that cleared up.
Oh, did it? Okay, good.
Yeah, that was just a momentary thing.
I showed Bruce how how bad you were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to be careful what you eat and drink.
Yes, you do. That's for doggone sure. Yeah.
All right, well, welcome, everybody. The Friday, well, Kevin is in. The Friday crew in as well. Bruce, Warren, and Monty, thanks, guys, for coming by.
You appreciate bet.
It. Our pleasure.
All right, should we start with some opens? I think that's what we typically
sure,
do.
Sure, Steve.
All right.
That works.
Silver Wings.
That's Warren.
Ladies and gentlemen. He hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
There's
he
no
has
reason
no
to.
No sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife.
Lloyd. Lloyd the tractor.
In trouble. Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everyone.
Good morning, Warren. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Excellent. That
actually
sounded good.
If you really want the truth, I don't feel that good. But
oh no, what's wrong?
I don't know. My tummy feels kind of upset.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
we take you out of the woodshed.
You know what?
Beat
that'd fix it.
Yeah, that it would. Yeah, that would.
Oh,
no, I'm.
Man.
But
have
I'm good.
Little, have a little Sprite.
Okay.
Yeah, Sprite.
Ooh, Sprite. How's good. That coffee?
Oh, it's good.
Is
it's
it good.
Your coffee is good.
Okay,
you
all right.
Did fine.
It was
absolutely.
A little bit of a struggle, but
I know.
You're not, because you
oh
don't.
Oh, God, let it go.
You're not a coffee drinker, are you?
No,
dude,
no,
seriously,
no.
Seriously, let it go.
Okay, I'll let it go now. All right.
No, don't let it go. Keep it up.
All right.
Come on.
I'll keep
sorry,
it up.
Monty.
Here we go.
No.
Monty.
Where do you currently
hello.
Work?
As far as, like, actual employer, it's like.
Mumbles when
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was, like, first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger.
Oh, no,
you're
no.
Tony the tiger.
You put Jay not
here. Right.
Monty.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
well,
man.
You guys didn't put as much effort into it as normal.
That's right.
So, well, Jay's not here to protect us.
Hey there, either or there. And good morning, Spokane!
People that don't know Monty, it's funny. Some of his actions to me remind me of Mel Gibson. I've told you that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, he does. I used to think back in the day, Monty, you had a little bit of hair.
I did. I
you don't like, really have so much now.
Well, I cut
you
it off.
You keep it short,
purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep it short.
And there was a time where I kind of thought you were Riggs.
Oh, yeah.
Riggs? Is that
yep, Riggs.
Martin Riggs?
Martin Riggs.
Is that his name in Lethal Weapons?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a lot of people that would say that you look like.
Yeah, you had that vibe.
Gail Mibson.
Okay. Have you ever thought about growing your hair long and being one of those sexy older men with the long flowing hair?
No, because my hair does not flow. It bunches.
It does not flow. Okay.
It bunches. And so I look like an idiot.
My hair does not flow.
I'll tell you a man's hair who does flow.
His head.
Flowing away.
My name is Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
For sure.
All right. Bruce.
Yay!
Morning, Bruce.
Good. What did you shoot last week?
Last week?
Yeah.
Just my gun. Not at anything.
You didn't, you didn't bag a critter?
No bagging critters.
Okay.
I'm going to try again this
weekend. Keep trying, I guess.
Yes.
I have to tell you a story. So we have a neighbor.
Yes.
We have herds of muley deer that walk through our property and his and the neighbor's property and everything. We see this picture on Facebook. Like, he bagged a 5-point.
And uh-huh.
It was a real nice muley deer. And I look at the picture and I'm like, oh, I know that background. He had literally like walked out his backyard. And,
yeah.
That was it. He was just in his backyard.
Yeah, I was like, I know that view because it's right out the same view I got. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
That happens.
But you're doing well, Bruce. Everything's good?
Oh, yes.
And that hair is flowing.
It is flowing.
That's for dog.
Bruce, if you walked outside.
Yes, sir.
Like, let's say the morning that you were getting ready to leave for hunting with your guys.
Yes.
And you saw a big 5-point buck in your yard. Would you shoo him? Get out of here. Yeah. Before the wife sees you.
Yeah, I like that, Kev. That's funny.
Not shoot him. Shoo him.
Shoo him.
Shoo him, yeah. Get out of here.
Go on, get here.
Shoot.
If I was going camping, yes.
Okay.
If I was going hunting, well, that might be different.
It might be different.
Yes.
You might get him, leave him home, call your son, hey, yep. Come clean this. I'm going camping.
Yeah, that's right. I would. But no, probably not. There's no sport in that.
Oh, okay. So you're a sportsman.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes it's just enough to fill the freezer, though.
That's true. Know? That's true.
Right. I heard someone say the other day.
Brimed.
It was Luke Bryan, as a matter of fact. In an interview, he was talking a lot about hunting. And he said, we haven't bought beef since like 2000 and something ridiculous, like 2008.
Wow.
Something like that. He goes, he just hunts so much. He gets so much meat. They love it. The kids all love it. Everybody loves it. He's like, no, I'm not saying we don't, you know, swing through McDonald's.
Oh, sure.
We've eaten beef. We just don't ever buy it because it's, you know, all we have at home is out of our freezer.
Well, it's all wild.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and if you're raised on it, you know nothing else.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It's not a change, but we had cattle growing up. So
right.
So yeah. We always had beef. I mean, that was our thing.
Got the beef.
What about you, Steve?
I know all about it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, more first thoughts from the fellas. We'll see who's how the scoring's going in the VIP contest for the Friday crew.
Kevin James.
What was that, Monty?
MVP, you mean?
What did I say?
VIP.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Monty.
You're welcome.
MVP, thank you.
Just clarify. You're all give VIPs. Me a point.
And Monty gets a point. That's fair.
True.
Yeah.
Monty. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's welcome to the show our friend Kevin James.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin
well,
James.
Well, Kevin, there you are.
Hi. Well, yeah, that's me over here.
You know, you're looking good today. May I say that?
Am I?
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think it is?
You're happy to see us.
No.
Okay, that's guess that's
got hair stuff on.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Bruce. I did use hair product today for the first time in a long time.
Long time. Uh-huh.
Yep.
You're just out and about.
Does it look pretty nice?
Yeah. Okay.
What a compliment.
You know, that's the best compliment I've ever had. If Bruce says it's okay, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
Friday
right?
Crew, have you guys ever been here on a day when we've given away money?
Ooh.
Seems like it, probably. Like it.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
so.
You guys have been coming in for a long time, we do give away a lot of money. I just didn't know if you ever were here for
a cash layout?
Yeah, on the day of an actual cash giveaway.
Never gave us any, though.
Weren't you guys here for one of the Secret Sounds this past year? I think you were.
Oh, yeah, I guess possibly. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So does that count?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. That would count.
It was a stapler.
Sure.
Yeah, right. I was just curious because, I mean, today we do get to play the Jay and Kevin Big Money Jackpot.
Mm. Oh, yeah, cool.
And there's a chance someone could win.
Ooh, that's
Unless
that's
somebody
exciting.
Won yesterday, Steve.
I don't believe so. At least I wasn't informed. So.
I think the Secret Sound is a stapler.
No, it's never going to be a stapler.
I know. But
And we're not playing Secret Sound.
Never, though.
Well, yeah, we're not doing that either.
I mean, never? Wouldn't it be fun to just throw in a stapler once?
There you go.
It would be fun to
just one time
throw it on a
stapler.
Stapler.
Okay. Friday, boys.
Yes, sir.
It's getting a little chilly out.
That it is. That it is.
What did we have, like, below freezing in everyone's house this morning?
I think so. I didn't check.
I feel like you always check.
I always do. I think I had 30.
Okay.
30 what?
And Monty, of course, yeah. Same. Oh. You're in the same area-ish.
Yeah,
so
roughly.
North. Probably very cold. What is your attire that you wear right now? Do you go? You're not wearing full coats yet, are you?
I did yesterday because I worked outside all day, and it was.
That makes sense. You're going to be out there for a long time. Yeah. But like today, coming to do this little show, do you just throw on a sweatshirt or what?
I have a long sleeve, whatever this is, and then my little light hooded sweatshirt.
So you almost have like the long sleeve thermal underwear on.
Kind of like when. When we were little, we wore the little white undie long johns, you know?
Yes, kinda that's like what that. It looks like. Like. Does that one go all the way down?
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
no.
So it's not a big onesie with the,
no.
with the little pee pouch? No. Or...
You got a onesie on, though, don't you, Monty?
A what?
A onesie.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Monty, what do you wear? Do you just wear a flannel?
No, well, I wear a long sleeve, and I layer up.
Okay.
The only time I wear a coat was when I'm out dealing with snow around the property.
Yeah, you're going to be out there for a long time.
Yeah, but other than that, I'll just layer up.
And Bruce, are you strictly just the insulated flannel?
Yes, sir.
Again, if you're going to be out all day, that's right. Different.
But I did end up putting on my long-handled underwear yesterday.
You're long-handled?
Yeah.
What does long-handle mean?
Long johns.
Is that a term for him?
Well, yeah.
Seems like it to me.
Well, I mean, where's the handle?
That's a good point.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Producer
Who
Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes,
Producer
yes,
Steve
yes.
Steve is
it's
cool.
Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I like Producer
Please
Steve.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer
yes.
Steve.
Producer Steve.
He's cool.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Stop.
Why?
You don't want to see Monty when he's angry.
Oh, I've seen him angry.
Well, morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Morning, Steve. What did you do last night?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I went to bed early, actually.
Oh, really? How early?
It was like before 10.
Huh.
Okay. Which I would, you know, a lot of people who get up early don't think that's probably, you know, going to bed early, but.
What time do you get up, Steve?
3:45.
Holy Toledo, what? Ohio.
Oh, man.
That's real early.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
So, but I usually, I did take a nap yesterday, too. So
I'll
I was.
Me too.
Yeah, so napping and going to bed early is.
No nap for me yesterday, but I'm going to have one today. You, Monty, how about you, huh?
What?
Huh?
I don't even know what the question is.
Are you having
Are
a
you
going to
take
today?
A nap today?
No, of course not.
Oh, well. Oh, lovey.
Naps and I do not get along. With that.
Really? Okay. Just never have, huh?
Nope.
Okay, that's fair enough.
No naps today.
So we got one,
away.
Two, three, four naps and one no nap, huh?
One no nap.
Did you ask me?
You said yeah, right?
No, I didn't say anything, but I don't think you have to ask.
You're right, I certainly don't.
Yeah, it's happening.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I will just say these things, okay? I'm going to give you the top 10.
Okay.
I'm going to say them, and then I need each one of you just to give me a yip yip or hey hey, something like that to know whether or not you think you qualify.
Kevin James.
Number six. This is what makes a man hot. Warmth.
Oh no.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, fellas, it is time for the Audio Vault. And of course, we couldn't do a Friday Audio Vault without an Alexa joke.
Oh, yeah.
As you know.
I like it.
I'm sorry, I was doing the wrong one, so my apologies.
Okay.
I can't hear him.
Right? Yeah. And I can't really hear it good out of my... Oop, there we go. Sorry.
You can't hear me, Warren?
Oh, now I can.
Yeah, I didn't have your mic on either.
So that whole
There's
time...
There's a lot of things going on here. Sorry. My bad. We're good now, though, I think.
Hey, I'm going to give you one tip for the day.
Okay, give me
the
one tip.
The first thing you should do.
Uh-huh.
Turn on my mic.
Your mic specifically?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pro tip.
Yeah, you just start there. Start with that, and then...
Work down from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was working my way down, and I guess I just skipped you there, Warren, so... My apologies.
That's Warren? Okay. You can do that regularly. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Warren?
Oh, man.
You mean Kevin?
No, I had your mic on.
No.
What?
I couldn't hear him in my head of my phones.
Oh. I don't know. Election Joke Friday!
Yeah!
I was making sure he knew who everybody was.
I sure
do. Steve gets so nervous that I could see him having like some sort of nervous brain block where he's like, hey, Warren, and he looks at me.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We have the same
How feeling. Did the coffee get so strong?
I don't know.
By doing the French press.
Oh, that is something.
That is.
How much you Frenching?
I have two of them things at home, them French presses.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know
and
why
those
I have
are
two.
Just, they just grind up the coffee, or what exactly do they do?
It's just boiling.
You pour coffee in, you pour hot water on top of it, and then you press it out.
Dry coffee, the grounds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then hot water.
Oh, and then you just, okay.
And then it has a plunger, and you just press that out into a...
And that makes a good
It does.
I don't coffee. Know. I have never done it.
It's good. Huh, you kind of stir it a little bit.
Yeah, I've always heard of a French press, and I just didn't really know what it was.
No, sir.
It's good.
Probably ain't going to start now either.
Well, the next time you come over, that's what we're having then.
Oh, that's a that sounds like a promise.
It does.
Oh, well,
darn near a threat, I'm thinking.
Well, we were talking a little bit about sleep and naps and all that good stuff just a few moments ago. And I got a sleep hack for you fellas.
Oh, cool.
Well, always happy to hear one. I mean, I sleep pretty good most of the time, but when you can't, there's nothing more frustrating.
When you are trying to sleep at night and you're laying in your bed, what I recommend is taking a few nice deep breaths, calming your body a little bit, and then start to visualize a house. Not your own house, but a house that you know really well. I use my grandmother's old house. And you basically visualize yourself slowly walking up to the house, noticing all the details about the outside, going up to the door, opening the door, walking in, seeing the layout, and then slowly going through each room, noticing things in as much detail as possible. Making your way through every room, seeing the art, the furniture, the layout, there is something about this that distracts your thinking, busy mind enough to let you fall into sleep. I've literally never made it upstairs at our house. Try it. Let me know how it feels.
That's pretty cool.
Never made it upstairs. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I almost fell asleep listening.
I did.
Seriously.
I love that.
Yeah. I do too.
She kind of had a soothing voice too.
She did. It cannot be your own house though. I understand. The first thing I thought was, if that was your own house, as you're walking up and you're looking at the details, you're like, God, I got to get that bush out of the... I mean, that would drive you insane.
Fix that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you do maybe someplace that's really good memories or whatever, that is so much better than counting sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I lose count.
I like that.
Lose count, and then I got to start over. But yeah, no, I like that. I actually like that.
Yeah. Give it a try. See how it works. Okay. You never know.
Hey, everybody, say thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, thank that lady. I mean, you know, she's
you
the
found
one.
It. Okay. So you get
all right, I'll take credit for it.
Kudos.
Credit, sir. Ah, thanks. Kevin, you like Rob Lowe a lot.
I do. I really enjoy Rob Lowe. I find him to be an interesting human who has, you know, he's been in Hollywood forever. One of the things that Rob Lowe has the ability to do that I love is any name you say in Hollywood, he will have a story.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah. They play the game every once in a while with him, like on talk shows or whatever, where they'll just drop a name and he will somehow.
Oh, really?
Very rarely does he not have one.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Isn't he on that new show called Floor or something like that?
The Floor, yeah. He's the host of the game show, The Floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show.
Is it? I haven't watched it.
Yeah,
I've
like
seen it.
But
let's see. Did you know this? Well, I guess this is the first time we're hearing this from Rob about, well, I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Did you have a crush on her? Did you guys ever date?
I mean, Denise and I briefly, we're not telling tales out of school. We had a briefly had a thing, and then Emilio and Denise, I think, were engaged. And then we all were at her wedding to Bruce. Biggest wedding I'd ever been to.
Yeah, so Rob Lowe and Demi Moore.
I listened to his podcast a lot, and I have heard him, when he interviewed her, say, oh, yeah, back in the day, you know, it was kind of you were the hot thing, I was the hot thing, so we just kind of, you know, but we were kids, and it didn't even, then he just moved on. And that's also when Rob was on the juice, on the sauce, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He was busy doing a lot of drugs, busy doing a lot of the other bad things that he did. But he's been sober now for like 30-some years.
Yeah. Wow. He's a success story for sure.
Yeah, he really is. Mm-hmm. And been married to the same woman for like pushing 30 years,
I think. Wow.
Yeah.
But, cool. You know, at one time, him and Demi Moore. So there you go.
Well, hubba hubba.
Tom Holland, you know him maybe as Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
His dad gave him, or well, this is his opinion on his best advice from his dad.
I think one of my dad's best pieces of advice for me in the future when I one day become a dad is like, don't be friends with your kids. Like, your job is to parent your kids. You can be friendly, but don't be their friend. Mm-hmm. And I think what's great about that is that he'll always be honest. If I do something that he doesn't like or doesn't agree with, he'll always be very vocal. And I think that's really important, especially when you do this for a living. But the best piece of advice my dad ever gave me is, as long as you try your best, you can always be happy with the outcome because you did your best. So for me, like, I'm 100% in with everything that I do, and that's all down to my dad.
And we're surrounded by a bunch of dads right now, so yeah. What's the thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't want to be friends with his dad.
I'm friends kind of with boring. My kids, it seems like, but...
Yeah, and especially as they get older, you become friends with them.
Oh, yeah,
I understand, like, if you're trying to be their best friend through...
Yeah, you know, when they were young.
Junior high school, you're toast.
Yeah.
That is not going to go well.
Right.
You can still have a great relationship with them, but yeah, trying to be their buddy is... That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, solid advice, though. I mean, it all depends on your relationship and how... You know, how it works, the family dynamic and things like that. So, understandable. Last thing I got for you
Thank you, Father Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, I know a lot about this. last thing I got is Brett Goldstein, who is in Ted Lasso.
Brett Goldstein?
Brett.
Oh. I misheard you. I must have just... I thought you said Butt Goldstein.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Who knows? I'm going to have to listen back
to that. Of
course
you'd think that, Kev.
He's got some info, maybe, regarding a possible return of Ted Lasso for another season.
I've heard these rumors.
Do we dare to dream, or should we just let it go?
Said you play Roy Kent forever.
Yeah, well, dare to dream. Always dare to dream.
All right.
I will never stop anyone from dreaming.
That's how it always is, right?
So, in other words, they're not saying anything.
No, no, of course not. But, he wants to do it. I mean, and I'm sure a lot of other people have said that as well, so.
Yeah, Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, he's great. And he's also a very funny writer. He is one of the writers on the show Shrinking. Have any of you guys watched Shrinking?
No.
Negative.
No.
Sir.
Negative.
Man, I cannot recommend it enough. It is one of my favorite shows.
It's a comedy?
It's season, yes. It's a comedy, drama, kind of mixed together, but they're only like 30-minute episodes. There's only one season so far, so 10 episodes. So it's going to take you a whole, couple hours to watch it. It is a great show. But he is not just writing on this season. He's also starring in it in a very different role.
Huh.
Do we know what it is?
Or what is going on over there?
I don't know, but somebody it's on fire? Actually shaking the room.
I think it might be next door. I don't know.
It might be in the, in the arena.
Yeah, I was watching Monty's face, and he seemed concerned.
Well, it was like, where is that sound coming from? And so we have a very deep bass.
Sometimes it is from downstairs in TV. If they are playing something that has bass in it, it'll like rumble up here.
Feel it?
Really?
Yeah. I thought maybe it was like they're practicing some, doing sound check in this arena next door.
No, hopefully they're not doing sound checks at 6:30 in the morning. I feel like the city is not going to approve of that.
Yeah, they got a 7 o'clock thing.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, well, that's your audio vault for today, 10/25/2024.
Game time. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Plug your nose and not think about the smell. You know, you can't smell the coffee.
Sure, yeah.
And you were to drink it, it would be sour or bitter.
Kevin James.
All four of us are black coffee drinkers today, at least. Monty, do you need help plugging your nose, or are you good?
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Love you, brother. You know
that. You know what?
I'm sorry,
but
I can't.
One point, Monty, for not punching Jay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It is game time, finally, with the Friday crew today. We get a little game. Monty said earlier, are we going to play a game?
Yeah, I like games.
He was ready for it. So do I. I think we have a couple of them for you today.
Yes, sir.
But with this one, there is a little chance for a prize. Ooh. Producer Steve, tell them how they can win.
All right, so that was a nice intro. I like that. Dr. Jordan Peterson is coming to town. He's going to be at, I just had this pulled up. Where'd it go? Going to be at First Interstate Center for the Arts in Spokane on January 21st. That's 2025.
That's cool. I wonder if you would be willing to take a look at this little thing on my foot.
Oh, I bet he would.
I don't think he's that kind of, is he that kind of doctor?
No, I think he's a psychologist.
Oh, okay. So he's going to be in town in January, and we have some tickets to the show. And if you can correctly predict who wins Password, we're going to have teams of two here. Correctly predict who wins Password, then we'll hook you up with the tickets. If you don't get it correctly, we'll open up the phone lines and give it out to caller 7. So that's the deal. So, call in now, 509-441-0999 if you want to take a guess at who's going to win. And who did we decide it was?
Password teams today are going to be Monty and Bruce taking on the Eugene Powers.
Uh-huh.
Warren Eugene, Kevin Eugene.
Yes,
it is time for us to show off.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. We got someone here. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dan.
I'm sorry?
Dan.
Oh, Dan. So, Dan, who do you think is going to be the Password champion today between those two teams?
Let's go with... actually, can you repeat the teams?
Yeah, it's Monty and Bruce, and then it's Warren and Kevin.
Let's go Warren and Kevin.
Yeah!
Wow. Warren and Kevin. Yes.
Hubba, hubba.
By the way, what is your middle name, Dan?
Gene.
Your middle name is Gene?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Ours is Eugene.
Yeah,
so
Eugene.
Look at that's close enough. You're part of the team.
I like that.
I think we're related.
Okay, well, hold on the line, Dan. We'll see if they are the champions. And fellas, you ready for some Password?
Yes.
All right. Who wants to be first guessers? I guess or first.
We'll go first. That first clue is the hardest one, and I'm just feeling generous that Warren and I will try it first. And so let's have Warren and Bruce take off their headphones.
Ooh, okay.
Monty and I will give clues, and I will give the first clue.
Okay, and here we go.
The password is Halloween.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
Yeah, we had to do that a little different. Steve had to record those because otherwise if he said it out loud, even these two could hear it.
Were their ears plugged?
I think so.
They did close their ears.
He's
they
just
did
right
their
there.
Ears.
But yeah. Okay, just so I case. Have the first one. Candy.
Candy.
No, it's... Oh, yeah, it's to Warren. I'm sorry, Bruce. Why was I looking at you?
Well, see, and I didn't know.
Candy.
Confused Warren a little bit.
Tootsie Roll.
I blew it.
31st.
Oh, Monty.
Halloween.
What a clue. Just going to the calendar. Well done. Okay, 1 point, Monty.
Monty, you just love to win, don't you?
I do.
And Bruce.
All right.
So. Monty and I will take off our headphones now, and we will get ready for the next word.
All right. Bruce and Warren, listen up.
Is there? Okay.
The password is mummy.
Okay, got it? Okay.
Got it.
All right, you guys are back?
So this time around, Brewster is going to be first.
Yeah, first. You're first.
Oh, bandages.
Injury.
Halloween.
Mummy.
Nicely done.
1-1. We've got battles going.
Hey, Monty, right, yeah. I just love to win. Now that look. If everybody could see that look. If this was teleradio, good night, nurse.
Teleradio.
That would be something.
It would be fun. All right, Warren Bruce, headphones off.
Oh, yeah, headphones off.
Yeah, there you go.
Good look at Come Bruce on. Looking at me. He's all mad.
All right, here we go with the next one.
The password is costume.
Okay, guys, good?
Okay.
Okay. Get them back.
Oh, man. And I'm up first. This is a hard. I usually have a word that pops into my head right away.
Same,
and this one,
same with me.
Yeah, and this one is really. Because the word I have, I don't think would count as one word.
Okay.
It might be hyphenated, but.
Go ahead.
We'll let you know if you're wrong.
Well, let's see.
See, dress up.
Costume.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh. Is dress up one word?
It's two words, but let it be.
Was I right?
It's fine. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Costume was correct.
All right, 2-1. Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, next, Monty and Kevin, take your headphones off. Okay, Bruce and Warren, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The password is party.
Okay. All right. Headphones back on, fellas.
Brewster is up.
Nope. Warren's up.
Oh, good.
Oh, Warren's up.
Yeah, Warren.
Hey, Kevy. Birthday.
Birthday? It is birthday cake?
Nope.
Balloons?
Party.
Boom! Hey!
All right, that ties it up, 2-2. We'll have one more here then.
Yeah. Need a tiebreaker.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, so. We can't just leave it in a tie.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Bruce and Warren, take off your headphones. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. This will be it for all the marbles.
Come on, Steve. Let's do a good one.
The password is treat.
Okay, got it. All right, fellas, back on.
Yeah, and Monty, you're up first.
I wish there was a way to cheat.
Yeah.
If I was leaving your headphones on, it would be that answer.
Yeah, that would do the trick.
Snacks.
Oh, snacks.
It's a good clue.
Snacks.
Remember what the genre is here.
Yeah. Dang it. Twinkies.
Good answer.
Trick.
Or treat.
Now, or treat isn't a word.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So,
well, okay.
Am I done?
You're done.
I mean, Judge Steve, what do you think?
Oh boy, don't do this to
me. Can we do another word?
Yeah, let's do another word.
Let's just do another word.
The word was treats.
Yeah,
and I don't think
treats. Yeah,
and then now it's not technically right, but let's
just try tainted.
Word. All right.
For one. And you know what you don't do? Don't eat tainted treats.
Yeah,
or treats
or razor blades.
That's right.
That true too.
Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, I do.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you guys, headphones off.
Guys,
yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's do that. One more time.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
The password is witch.
Okay, good.
I got it.
Bring your fellas back.
Glenda.
Glenda.
Jeez. Monty, that should be a good clue.
I was thinking of the age bracket.
I know, but we're dealing with Bruce. He's like... From the VFW? From the Eagles? What?
I know what I would say to that, but it wouldn't be right.
Dolphin?
Yes. Marshall?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Kids, we
I have no clue.
With.
You got nothing.
Okay. I got nothing.
Okay, I can't give it.
Sorry.
All right, hopefully for the win, Cauldron.
I know that I've heard that name, but I don't...
You've heard the name Cauldron?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like a person's name.
Okay. You might have a chance.
Raindrops.
Here. Yeah, okay. Who is Glenda Cauldron? That's what you're trying to figure out?
Yes.
Broomstick.
Witch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Oh.
Put us out of our misery. The Eugenes did not win today, so sorry, Dan. Yeah. He's not going to get the prize. We're going to have to open it up to caller number 7 right now. Anybody who wants those Jordan Peterson tickets, you can call now, 509-441-0999, and you can get those tickets. And congratulations to Russell. That's Monty's middle name, right?
Yep.
And Bruce, why can I not think of your middle name?
Well, I don't know. You probably don't hear it very often. How about Raymond?
Raymond and Russell.
Yeah.
There you go.
Attorneys at law.